Today is Saturday. It's a Throwback Thursday. Sam Crowley, welcome back. There's the old jingle from all the way back in the day, 2007. Those diehard everyday Saturday fans, you remember the jingle, you love it. We try to play it every Thursday for Throwback Thursday when I remember to do it. And it's awesome, man. It's just awesome to be here. 2007. Has it really been 9 years since Chris Lambert sent me that jingle? Right around the holidays, avid listener of the podcast back then, I thought it was just me and my family members who I bribed to listen to my show that actually listened. But lo and behold, Chris sent me that jingle, said, hey, I listen to your show. I live in Cincinnati also, by the way. And here's a jingle I made for you. Thought that was really cool. That's what happens when you stay in the game. When you give up, you don't get any of that stuff. I want to make money. I want to make money, make money, make money, make money. Well, who the hell doesn't want to make money? But when you stay in the game, you're going to make all the money you ever wanted. But here's the good stuff. Here's the good stuff. You get to be a part of the process. The process. Don't you love the process? Don't you love taking one step forward and two steps back? Don't you love putting all your trust in a business partner or somebody that was supposed to come through for you and they left you hanging like a bride at the altar? Don't you love when you're finally at the 12th hour of your project and you're just about to flip the on switch and everything blows up like a grenade? Don't you love it? That's the process. That's it. Don't you love when all these vendors come calling for the invoices that they've been sending you and you don't have the money to pay them and you got to scrape and scramble and figure out a way and maybe been avoiding their calls and then you finally send them an email back saying, hey, my cell phone was down. Did you leave me a message? Was that you? I'm trying to get back to everybody that I got messages. I'm just getting through them. I didn't know my cell phone was down. You know, maybe it's just me that used all those excuses that, you know, was in the middle of the process. However, I believe that I'm not alone in that respect, because when you dare to be great, when you go for it, you're going to get kicked right square in the jaw. You're going to get punched and lose your wind, but you ain't knocked out, man. You might get a standing eight count, but you're coming back for another round, for another round. That's life. Life is a never-ending heavyweight prize fight. You're going to get punched, and you're going to get up against the ropes, and you're going to come back. You're going to get knocked down to the canvas, and you're going to come back. It's when you don't get back up off the canvas where you fail, and you give up. And there's no knockout blow too big for you when you're going on this path that's going to keep you down forever, unless you're just a wimp. Yes, I said it. Did Sam just call me a wimp? Of course I did. It's my show. I'm allowed to call you a wimp. I would call myself a wimp. Matter of fact, I've actually called myself a wimp. But when you're in the entrepreneurial game, there's no supervisor where you can go in their office, close the door, and cry out loud to them that the job is too hard. Or, you know, if you listen to the show, the greatest excuse ever, ever, when I was a senior sales rep in my former job and the girl didn't come into work until 2 o'clock, because 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the summertime, because you'll never guess the reason. I don't care. I could give you 17 years to guess, and you'll never guess the reason why the sales rep had to come in work late. Why? Now, this is somebody who didn't even get a knockout blow. They got like a little bit of a breather. Blew them right over. That's all it needed, because she wasn't convicted enough. She didn't have the passion. She didn't have the love for the job. Didn't want to add any value. Played the victim, not the victor. She didn't come into work because... Take a guess. Just guess. You'll never freaking guess why. So I'll tell you. She didn't sleep well the night before. Oh, okay. And that's not even the... I haven't even got to the good stuff yet. Haven't even got there yet. Why didn't she sleep well? I could allow you to guess, and you still wouldn't get it. She didn't sleep well. Why? Maybe she was in a car accident and spent the night in traction or in the emergency room. No. Didn't sleep well because maybe her apartment was broken into and the robbers stole all her furniture. No. Didn't sleep well because there was a death in the family. No. Nope, 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 nope. No, 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 no. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to give you notice right now, though. Do not be drinking any liquids. You're going to blow them right out through your nose, okay? Pull over because you're going to go off the road when you hear this reason. Why? Riddle me. Why did the sales rep not show up for work? Because she didn't sleep well because of a thunderstorm. A thunderstorm. You know, a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm kept me awake last night, and I didn't sleep well. Therefore, I'm not coming into work this morning. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there because guess what she got? She got a floating holiday. Still don't know what that is. Still have no idea what a floating holiday is. And you can try to explain it to me. People have tried on Twitter to explain it. I don't know what it is. All right. When I was at work, we got 10 sick days, 3 weeks vacation, 2 floating holidays. I have no idea what a floating holiday is. No clue. And you can't describe it either. So don't even try. However, she used half of a day. I don't know if it's half a sick day or the famous mythical phantom floating holiday because of a freaking thunderstorm. Boom. I thought they actually made CDs of these things that you could listen to put yourself to sleep. Don't they have MP3 downloads of thunderstorms that actually put you to sleep? The rain. That's my rain. I need sound effects. I know. It's just me doing it. Shocker. You probably thought that was actual real sound effects. A thunderstorm kept her up. And you know the weakest ass excuse of the whole thing? The whole, you know how the whole ruse went down? Is that her supervisor allowed her to use it. Why? Because of HR, human resources, afraid of the man with the plan, the human resources man or woman, whoever it was at the time. Well, you know, if she couldn't sleep because of a thunderstorm, we need to honor that. We need to respect that. Some people, they're narcoleptic due to the sounds of human nature. Mother Nature crashing upon the roof. So there you go, my friend. How do you think said sales rep would react to the knockout punch in the entrepreneurial journey? It goes something like this. Ding, ding, round one. Boom, you're out, back to a job. That's it. 4 seconds, done. That's not you. You embrace the process. You love a good thunderstorm. You embrace Mother Nature and all she has to offer. You're the one that actually downloads the thunderstorm on iTunes so you can get to sleep, so you can wake up and add value and go for your dream. You don't run from the thunderstorm. You embrace it. And that, my friend, it's the difference between you and everybody else out there. So the next time you hear the thunder, the clapping, boom of the thunderstorm and the lightning flashing and the rain crashing on your roof, you think of Sam Crowley, your mentor, your psychologically unemployable mentor, the individual who has the greatest review on iTunes that says there's something very wrong with this man. I challenge you to find a better review of a podcast out there that there's something very wrong. And I think he might have even called me disturbed. Mark in Great Britain, you have no idea how much I love you. I love you, Mark. Almost as much as I love your review. You know what I love more than that? The process of the entrepreneurial journey. Sam Crowley on a Throwback Thursday. Are you ready for the jingle? Are you ready for the jingle? Are you ready for the jingle? Have the best day ever!